everyone is aware of the fact that in Parshat Shlach, the main issue that surrounds itself is the grievous sin of the Meraglim. The Meraglim are the leaders, the Roshei Shvatim, the Nisiim, the princes, if you may, of Am Yisrael, the leaders of the tribes, and nonetheless they transgressed and committed a terrible sin by which they came, spied on the land of Israel, returned, and classically their sin is interpreted as the fact that they spoke slanderously with regards to Eretz Yisrael. But it's extremely important for us to adapt a certain amount of introspect and analysis into the heart of the matter in order to truly appreciate a message of what this parsha relates to us and which is particularly pertinent to us in present time. Moshe Rabbeinu in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Zayin instructs the Roshei Shvatim, the leaders of the tribes, Vaishlach Otam Moshe Latur et Eretz Canaan. He instructs them to survey the land of Canaan, which would be Eretz Yisrael. Ureitem et haaretz mahi. How does Moshe instruct them? By saying explicitly, see the land in terms of what it is. And it's interesting, because at the end of these instructions that Moshe gives, the Torah says, V'hayamim yemei bikurei anavim, and the days upon which the spies were going out to Eretz Canaan, to Eretz Israel, were the days of the ripening of the fruits of grapes, the ripening of the vineyards. And one wonders, why was it necessary for the Torah to incorporate and include this particular piece of information, which presumably has nothing to do with the instructions and directives of Moshe to the Meraglim? In addition, the Torah seems to emphasize within Moshe's instructions the word Ureitem, you should see. Why was this so important to be emphasized within the directive? To understand this explanation, it lies within understanding as well the reaction of the Meraglim, of these leaders of the Shvatim, the spies, upon their return. In Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Chof Vav, when the Meraglim return and they face Kahal Adat Yisrael, the larger congregation of Am Yisrael, it says, Vayelchu, they walk, Vayavo el Moshe vel Aaron, they approach excitedly, Moshe, Aaron, vekol Adat b'nei Yisrael, and the entire Kehillah of Am Yisrael. Vayashivu atan davar, and they return with the following statement, vet kol ha'ida, vayar'um et pri ha'aretz. Vayar'um literally means they show the entire congregation samples of the fruits that they collected from Eretz Canaan. Again, the Torah here emphasizes vayar'um, just like it emphasized by Moshe, ureitem, you should see. Here it emphasizes within the reaction of the Meraglim, vayarum, they demonstrate, they show. Not only that, but in Psukim Lamed Bet and Lamed Gimel, the Torah says, as they continue upon their discourse of discouraging Am Yisrael from entering and conquering Eretz Yisrael, vayotziu dibat haaretz, they speak slanderously about Eretz Yisrael. And they say it's Eretz Ochelet Yosheveahi. It's a land that consumes and devours those who try to settle it. Ha'am Asher Ra'inu Betocha Anshei Midot. Again, the nation which we saw inside of it are a land of giants, large people. Again, the emphasis of Ra'inu, which we saw. And they continue. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Visham Ra'inu et ha'Nephilim. And there we saw the giants who inhabit this land. Torah emphasizing again, Lirot, to see. Why this emphasis on the word Ra'inu? And I think that the Torah wants us to appreciate the problem which existed within the report that the Meraglim proposed was a problem of perception. Ra'inu, Lirot, means to see. But it was clearly defined based on how they saw and interpreted and understood the situation. They initiated a perspective and a perception within Am Yisrael, which was clearly negative and clearly discouraging to Am Yisrael from entering Eretz Yisrael. This entire episode of the Meraglim demands from us that we adopt a different, proper, positive perspective to combat and thwart the efforts of the Meraglim to instill a negative perspective within Am Yisrael. When we look at Eretz Yisrael, the question we have to ask ourselves is precisely with what lens or how exactly are we seeing or looking at this particular country? Sure, when we look at Eretz Yisrael in face value, there are many things which we could talk about which are negative. And at first glance, there are many things which we can criticize about Eretz Yisrael and the land itself. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu never promised Am Yisrael a rose garden. He expects from us to see beyond the superficial. He expects from us to look past the here and now, to see beyond the struggles and challenges that we have in terms of physical solitude in Eretz Yisrael, and to see and appreciate the deeper meaning of what Eretz Yisrael has to offer. That deeper meaning, that adaptation of a proper, deeper perspective serves as a source of comfort for Am Yisrael, regardless of what we face in the obstacles and obstructions to Eretz Yisrael's survival. And perhaps this is precisely what the Torah wants us to appreciate. Because in Pasuk Chaf, as I had said, why does the Torah say, V'hayamim yemei bikurei anavim? When Moshe instructs the Meraglim, Ure'item et ha'aretz, he's not only telling them to survey the land, but he's warning them, Rabotai, when you look at the land, adopt proper perspective. Why then does the Torah talk about the ripening of grapes? Says Rashi, Yamim sheha'anavim mitbashlim babechor. It's a time when the grapes themselves start to ripen at the initiation, the beginning of this particular season. Grapes, my friends, is a fruit, a very small fruit, a very fine fruit. The process of making wine is challenging because one has to pick the grapes at a specific time when it is just right for making that particular fine wine. And therefore, in terms of grapes, it's the type of fruit that requires analysis. One has to look at the grape, analyze the grape, and see whether or not it truly is worthy of being picked, and what time and how it should be picked. That's the greatness of the grape. Therefore, the Torah chooses to tell us that it's the time of the ripening of the grapes, perhaps relating the message that just as one has to analyze and go through the intricate process of analyzing the grape, so too with regards to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael precisely requires proper analytical perspective. And this is what Moshe is warning the Meraglim against. Adapt proper perspective. This is why also, interestingly enough, in the heart of this entire challenge, in Pasuk Lamed, Kalev and Yehoshua, the two Roshei Shvatim who were not involved in speaking slanderously against Eretz Yisrael, who were not involved in the devious plot of the Meraglim, Vayahas Kalev et Ha'am El Moshe. Kalev attempts to quiet, to simmer down Am Yisrael, El Moshe, with regards or in direction of Moshe Rabbeinu. What does this mean? Rashi says, Vayahas Kalev, Hishtik et Kulam. He gets everyone quiet. Why was Kalev trying to do this? And the answer is, when Kalev realized that the Meraglim were trying to stir things up and to instill within Am Yisrael a very negative outlook with regards to Eretz Yisrael, the first thing he tries to do is to get everyone to be quiet. He says to Am Yisrael, look at Moshe Rabbeinu. And what he wants us to appreciate is, calm down. Absorb the situation. Consider all of the variables. When a person is quiet and calm and with peace of mind, then a person can once again assess a situation and readapt new perspective. This is precisely what Kalev was trying to do here. Turning Am Yisrael to congregate around the original plan of Moshe Rabbeinu, that we would appreciate that while Eretz Yisrael is challenging and difficult, nonetheless, there's a tremendous intrinsic value that it has to offer. Only someone who's calm and peace of mind can assess that kind of situation. My dear friends, Rabotai, there are many ways in which we could criticize Eretz Yisrael. And trust me, if we don't do it ourselves, then the entire media of the world does it for us. But while we can always find negative things, this Torah portion of Shlach begs us to recognize that while everything is challenging and perhaps controversial, there is also to be derived from Eretz Yisrael a source of inspiration. We have to adopt proper perspective. This past week was a troubling and difficult week for all of us. We heard the President of the United States, he arrives in the Middle East, visits all the Arab countries, and does not lay foot in Eretz Yisrael. And the addresses that he gives in Cairo talks about the common bond that the United States shares with Islam of peace, justice, wholesomeness of character. And he talks about the tremendous pressure that he placed on Eretz Yisrael by stating clearly that we, the United States, do not accept settlement in the West Bank in Eretz Yisrael. And he placed Prime Minister Netanyahu under immense pressure to have to decide whether he's going to take a strong stand and ignore those shots thrown at him by the President, or whether he's going to be weak and fold, thereby threatening the strength of his government in Eretz Yisrael. Very difficult. And for many of us, it was very obviously disheartening. But let us recognize that while anyone wishes to dictate policy to Eretz Yisrael and to our leaders in Eretz Yisrael, the source of inspiration that we must derive is the fact that Eretz Yisrael is ours. It belongs to Am Yisrael, to Bnei Yisrael, and that can never and will never be compromised. While it's uncomfortable for us to entertain, all of us in the back of our minds know that ultimately the Geulah, the redemption, will result in Am Yisrael's, everyone in Am Yisrael's, return to Eretz Yisrael. And while these comments were terribly disturbing, at the same time, perhaps they can serve as a source of inspiration, a wake-up call, if you may, to realize and recognize that the Jewish people have only one land that they can call their own, the land of Eretz Yisrael. And while we look at Eretz Yisrael and perhaps fetch and complain about the lack of progress, about the bureaucracy, about the hardships and physical challenges, nonetheless, it is extremely important for us to realize that Eretz Yisrael is the only source and land in the entire world that offers the Jewish people a means of spiritual enhancement and devotion. Part of inviting our redemption as a people is initiating proper perspective. In Mirtz Hashem, Yehi Ratzon, we should all be zoche to appreciate what it means to see Eretz Yisrael in the proper lens, with the proper attitude. And as a result of our analysis of Hayamim Yemei Bikurei Anavim, of the fine grapes that can offer such a fruitless wine in Eretz Yisrael, as a result of adopting that perspective, we should be zoche to remember who is in charge of all of us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol, where the divinity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests, the land of Am Yisrael, of Bnei Yisrael, none other than Eretz Yisrael. And as a result of adopting that perspective, we'll be zoche lirot betuv Yerushalayim, b'meira b'yameinu, amen.